Class 7, Chemistry, Chapter 2, Changes in the World Around Us. Many changes take place in nature around us. It can be change of weather, change of a plant into a tree, change of a child into an adult, etc. Some changes are beneficial to us, while others are not. In your book, can you see the definition given on page 25? Please mark it. Change can be defined as alteration in physical and chemical properties of matter which give a new shape and properties to it. Changes may involve different kinds of alterations. It can be change of shape, change of size, color, state, composition, etc. Classification of changes. Now, different types of changes which happen around us have been classified into different categories. Natural changes. Changes which take place in nature are known as natural changes, like change in weather, flowering of plants, change of a flower into a fruit. These are all natural changes. Man-made changes. What are man-made changes? The changes that take place due to human activities. Burning of fuel, burning of wood, paper, making of chapatis, formation of curd. These are all man-made changes. Periodic and non-periodic changes. Changes that take place at a fixed interval of time. They are called periodic changes. Rotation, revolution, these are periodic changes because they take place at a fixed interval of time. Non-periodic changes, changes that take place at any time are called non-periodic changes. Earthquake, rusting of iron, volcanic eruption. Is there any fixed time for this kind of changes? No. It can happen anytime. It does not happen at any fixed interval. So these changes are called non-periodic changes. Desirable and undesirable changes. The changes which are useful to us are called desirable changes. Ripening of fruits, drying of clothes. These are good for us. These are helpful for us. So these are desirable changes. Undesirable changes, the changes which are harmful to us are called undesirable changes. Spoiling of food, breaking of a glass, these are undesirable changes. Fast and slow changes, changes which occur in a short duration of time, which means the changes which take very less time to happen, very fast. They are fast changes. Burning of paper, burning of matchstick. These are fast changes. Slow changes, the changes which take a long time to complete. They are slow changes. Growth of a seedling, formation of curd from milk, rusting of iron. These are slow changes. Reversible and irreversible changes. A change which can be brought back to the original form after the occurrence of the change. A reversible change is indicated by using a double arrow sign. Evaporation is an example of reversible change. If you take water and start heating it, it will change into steam. Again, when you cool the steam, we get back the water. So this is a reversible change. Irreversible change. A change is irreversible if the substance cannot be brought back into its original state. Burning of paper. When we burn paper, we get ashes. Can we get back that paper again? No. So it's an irreversible change.